Darren Moore, Kerry Miller, and Sky Shabalala. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m.
I didn't expect this from you, Kerry Miller. I don't know why I expected more from you. I thought this was your season.
Yeah, because like Kerry Miller, you're always talking about your nieces and your nephews dad, mom,
and you're brother. The Grinch.
No, don't get me wrong. Maybe by the time that the 25th rolls around, I just think the neighbors, and I took a photo because I don't think you guys realize the size of the generator I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So the neighbors with their like
fabulous Christmas lights.
And ever since they put up their Christmas lights, all of a sudden load shedding comes back. I'm not kidding. That we got load shed yesterday for the first time.
Who's your neighbor? Do you live in Nkandla?
it feels that way. But yeah, I just think that with the matrix that are here, I'm just in a bit of a Grinch mood. So okay. Sorry.
All right. So for now, de facto Grinch.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, but 100%. The search is now on for the biggest Grinch of the East Coast. We've asked you who's the Grinch in your family. We've got a couple of Twitter.
Yeah, I got this tweet from @WonderBoys. He goes, "My brother hates capital letters Christmas. He turns the music off. He won't even eat the food my mom makes. He doesn't buy anyone presents. Oh, but we better buy him presents." So that's an interesting Grinch.
Nothing worse than a double standard Grinch.
That's the worst Grinch. One. Yeah.
All right. So who do you think is the Grinch in your family?
The Grinch in my family. Let me think.
Yeah.
My opa.
Opa.
Oh, shame. And then we got on the line from Toti, Amanda. Hi, Amanda. Amanda?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
I can you.
Good, man. Amanda, who's the Grinch in your family?
It's me. It's always been me, and it always will be me.
But why, but Amanda? Why, Amanda?
It's the people. It's not Christmas. It's the people.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody always fights around Christmas.
Yeah,
nobody
yeah.
can ever be just happy.
Yeah. And you find and the
and
traffic.
Sorry, say again.
The traffic, the parking at the shopping centres.
All of it. It's all of it, and the fighting. It's just too much, and the noise, and the lights, and the it's too much of a muchness.
And you get all grumpy with everyone.
Definitely.
Amanda, do you use strong language? Tell the truth, Amanda. Amanda from Amamzintoti. Do you use language?
Sorry, the line is very
But let me ask you something.
Very democratic answer.
Amanda, do you expect like a gift or a present during Christmas time?
But like I said, it's not Christmas. It's the people.
Mm.
And it shouldn't be about the gifts. It's never about the gifts. And our family does small gifts because just, you know, everybody does gifts around Christmas. But it's not about the gifts.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be about the gifts.
Yeah.
And that's why I did like, well, not Christmas, but the Christmas time.
Okay.
Because the spirit is gone. It's all about the gifts nowadays.
That's true. That
I think,
is a point.
You know what, Amanda? I think you have Grinch tendencies. I wouldn't go so far as to say that you're a Grinch, okay?
Thank you so much. That makes me feel better.
And then on the line as well from Pietermaritzburg, Brent, good morning.
How are you, Kerry?
Hey, I'm good, Brent. What do you have to say?
I am the Grinch as well, so don't worry.
Brent.
And yes.
You sound like such a good
you sound
oak,
like
mate.
Such a lekker guy.
Yeah, and I am the Grinch of the family. And Kerry,
yeah,
don't worry, you are an awesome, awesome lady, and I would like to meet you one day.
Oh, but we can go be Grinches together,
oh,
hey?
Oh, there we go.
At Grinch Day.
Right. We should.
We'll set that up. We'll get some nice Grinch food for you two, and
don't get rid of that generator next door.
Yeah, and maybe the Greek.
Whoa,
that's what I love. East Coast Breakfast.